Manu Patra alerts dated 2 April 2018. Supreme Court has declined to hear an urgent plea on the ruling to do with the SCST, Prevention of Atrocities, Act. Supreme Court has agreed to take up Tamil Nadu's petition for contempt against the central government over the Kaveri water dispute. Allahabad High Court has made it clear that it cannot permit a mosque of UP Sunni Central Wakf Board to continue in its premise. Supreme Court has repelled challenge to the constitutional validity of Section 70 of the Information Technology Act 2000, which gives power to the government to declare any computer resource as protected system. Supreme Court has sought response from 10 states on the issue of alleged violation of human rights of prisoners on death sentence. Supreme Court has observed that the public policy of India refers to law enforced in India whether state law or central law. Delhi High Court, while taking strict note of the issue of several undertrails languishing in jail, has laid down extensive guidelines regarding bail in Court Legal Services Committee. Bombay High Court has allowed a petitioner to reconstruct an illegal structure that was demolished by the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, BMC, as the demolition was undertaken without following the due process of law. Bombay High Court has held that a man cannot be convicted for rape for having sexual intercourse with a woman by a misrepresentation of fact, when there is evidence of a deep love affair between the two. Bombay High Court has held that an affidavit filed by the women battling for maintenance from estranged husbands under the Domestic Violence Act will suffice as evidence. Bombay High Court has observed that domestic violence involves not only physical abuse but also mental, emotional and economic harassment. Madras High Court has observed that if the evidence of the approver is corroborated by other material particulars, the same cannot be eschewed merely because he had turned approver and supported the prosecution version. Madras High Court has restrained Sri Sai Apollo Pharmacy in Kadap district in Andhra Pradesh from using the Apollo trademark. Goods and Services Tax Network, GSTN, has clarified that the taxpayers can use the temporary vehicle number for generating e-way bill.